ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Monday night travel on Nightlife.
And hey, speaking about music, let's try the Sparty beat. Yes, it's a thing in Budapest. Hot tubs, nightclubs, dance music. We're going to Hungary to explore the fusion of history and hedonism at the Grand Budapest Bath Party, also known as Sparty. It's held weekly for over a decade. Sparty attracts thousands of tourists, offering a unique blend of thermal bathing and getting down and dirty to fat beats. With more than 200 thermal springs, Budapest is one of the world's best-known thermal water centres, and bathing culture there has a deep history, developing since Roman times, and the first major baths were built as early as the Turkish occupation. In time, they also hosted various cultural and entertainment events, making them a centre of social life, which leads us to Sparty. I know. To help us dive in, Kalman Gabor is the marketing director of Sparty and joins us. Kalman, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, no, good to have you with us too. Tell me, what exactly is a bath party?
So I think you covered some of the very important points in your little intro. So Budapest has a rich history of bathing culture, starting actually, I think, the Turkish occupation was sooner than what you were talking about, but both the Romans and the Turkish occupation was big on bathing culture, and they built these beautiful bathhouses to have social life there. You know, they were going there. They also had their versions of parties and social gatherings, and the Sparty is sort of a reimagination of that. So one place where you went a bit under on your guess is how long this party has been going. So we have started these parties in the 90s, actually. Oh, okay. So it's closer to 30 years and running. And in the beginning, it was mostly in these smaller bathhouses that we have here in Budapest that were built by the Romans and the Turkish. And nowadays we have it in the Széchenyi bath, which is the biggest thermal bath in Budapest. Yeah. It was built in the 1980s, I think. No, sorry, the 1800s. So 1890 something was when it was built. It opened in the advent of the century, 1917. I don't know why I'm using these weird number things. So basically it's a huge thermal bath. And we are having parties there every Saturday night.
Every Saturday night. So what goes on, Kalman? Tell me what does it involve? You've got these historic and well-known thermal baths. And when I was playing some Sparty beats, I mean, it did sound like kind of club music, very much so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's happening? Are we getting our gear off, getting into the spa with a martini, or what's happening, Kalman?
Absolutely. So absolutely, that is a mandatory part of the party. There is no bystanders here. Everyone is down to their swimming trunks and bikinis and whatever you feel comfortable in.
Uh-huh.
And the party is happening in the actual hot spring thermal water, which is not just tap water heated up. This is natural spring water. So imagine this in the daytime. These baths also do healing and hospital related activities. So if you have like rheuma or these old people problems with your joints, a lot of the times here in Budapest you will get subscribed to go to these baths. And one of the main features, I think, of the Sparty series is that this is opening a closed space, sort of. Usually these baths close around 8, 9 p.m.
Right.
And then there is nothing there throughout the evening. And that was the market to get that before first. Okay. So in the 90s, that we could actually just reopen these places for nighttime.
Okay.
So there is a natural hot spring. You dance in the natural hot spring. It goes up to your shoulders. And then there are DJs playing contemporary electronic dance music, okay. I would say. And a very dominant other part of it is something that you might not know that Budapest is famous of, and that is 3D projection mappings. We've got a very vibrant community of light artists here in Budapest. Some of the biggest projection mappings in Singapore, in Las Vegas, were done by Hungarian artists. And these artists also do all of our building mappings. So you step into this neoclassicist building, which in the daytime looks like, you know, a very nice historic bath. And the projection mapping sort of reimagines the whole building because it's totally dark, because it's in the evening, of course. The projection mapping sort of, you know, can create buildings out of buildings that were never there. We've got statues that are turning around, which are usually stationary, but because of these visual effects,
Sounds out there, Kalman. So, contrary to what people might be thinking, this is not a nude bathing. People are in their swimming costumes, are they?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So it is. It is an over 18 party, like everything else here in Budapest. But
What about the drinks part of it, Kalman? That's not really safe to have glass drinks. They're all plastic containers, I presume, are they?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's all plastic. And then we've got the whole swamp of securities that are looking over the partygoers. Back in the 90s, these parties used to be a lot wilder in many ways because there was less security. There was also way fewer partygoers in our parties. In the 90s, it was a few hundred people. Now we host like 1,000, 1,500 every Saturday. So there were certain hedonistic marks that we had to aim a little bit. But it's still a pretty wild party, but you have to get dressed, and there are some limitations in what you can do with your fellow partygoers, even if they are.
Is it fair to say, Kalman, that a few chemical accelerants might be used here? Do you think?
I would rather not comment on that. But what I will say is that Budapest and Hungary are relatively tough on these type of accelerating agents, and because of that, most of the tourists that come to the city struggle to find these chemical agents. So I would say that, you know, contrary to what most people think about when I bring forward this the notion of this party, it's not so heavy on that side.
Okay.
It's usually more the endorphin and the ecstasy that the visuals and the whole, you know, unique place can bring to you. Because here in Budapest, in Eastern Europe, you are very immersed in the history. Every building, or we've got tons of buildings that were built 100, 200 years ago. But say you come from Australia or the US, it's going to be a very exciting experience that you are basically in like a museum style building that is in active use today and active use in the night as well.
We are diving into Sparty with Kalman Gabor, who's the marketing director of Sparty. Now, Sparty is a party in ancient thermal baths in Budapest, famous for them. The thermal baths, of course, are used during the day for, you know, remedial purposes and having a soak and all of that. But at night on Saturday nights, it turns into a, I think it's fair to say, Kalman, a dance party where you put your swimmers on, hop into the water, and away you go with dance music and a sound and light show, which. Sounds exactly.
And it's not only a sound and light show. I give you more. So, eight or 9 years ago, we have turned towards what we call an electric revue. That's like the sort of the vision behind it. So every midnight on Saturday nights on midnight, we've got a live performance show as well. So we've got acrobats, fire acrobats as well. We've got people hoisted up into the air doing acrobatic movements or choreographed to dance or to music, sorry. And in the last few years, we've expanded to have three different shows. So we've got one fire-based, one water-based, and one that we call the urban jungle, which is about reclaiming urban spaces. So the whole projection mapping show, the rest of the live show, as well as the midnight real performer show, is switched around between these three themes. And we draw on the rich culture of circus and performance arts in Budapest, including contemporary dancers, which is also something that some people know Hungary is famous of. We've got a few very nice ballet groups here. So at midnight, we've got this live show as well, not just the musical and the light shows that that you might find other places too.
It does sound like a lot of fun, I must say. Kalman, terrific to have your time, and thank you as well. And thanks for explaining what the origins of Sparty are.
No problem. Thank you for having us or having me. And all of you, including your audience, are invited with a warm heart to Budapest. It's quite the flight from Australia, I believe, but I promise you it's worth your time.
A lot of Australia.
And if you allow a plug here, the website is spartybooking.com. You will find all the show dates there. You can do your ticket bookings there, and every information that you need is there.
Thanks, Kalman. Good on you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Kalman Gabor there. He's the manager. Well, he's the marketing director of Sparty, the Saturday night spa dance party.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.